Motorhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning and welcome in. Thanks for tuning in. It is always good to be back. Missed you last weekend. I don't know where you went. I mean, where I went. I was gone. You were here. Short notice flight. It happens. Anyways, if you're just tuning in for the first time, this is Gearhead Radio. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. If you have any questions about your vehicle, that's what I'm here for the next hour. Feel free to call in at any time. That way we can get you fixed up. Well, I don't know if I can fix it over the phone. You know, this last month is, not last month, last couple weeks, some strange calls, really strange calls. I feel like maybe it's the stress of back to school and maybe a little bit of the weather. It's been a little weird out there. Anybody else feel that? Anyways, we've been getting through it. There's been a lot of calls about pricing, and I feel like if you haven't been maintaining your vehicle for the past year or so, it might be a little bit of a shock to find out what it costs. We've also had a lot of problem with parts. A lot of problem with aftermarket parts failing on us. So you got to have a little bit of patience, right? You can only install a bad part as well as it can, right? It's still going to have problems. But also, the cost of this stuff is just, it's not going down. It's oils, fluids, we're still ticking away, right? As the price of the pump goes up, so does the price of crude, the oil that we use. So transmission fluids, engine oils, power steering fluids, even coolants. It seems like coolant just decided to jump in. I don't know why coolant got more expensive, but it did, which is weird. They're just like, well, everybody else is doing it. We might as well too. They always seem to jack the gas prices up, right? For whatever's going on. And then when that's over, They're not as quick to lower it, are they? Let's just leave it. They're spending on it. So, anyways, we try our best to be as fair and as cost effective as we possibly can. But you know, it is auto repair. I always like to look at it too as like the cost of the vehicle. What does it cost to replace? And then what's the cost of that repair over the next 3 years? Right. We have a 3 year warranty on all our repairs. So take the repair, whatever it is, divided over the next 36 months, and that's your monthly payment for that repair. Is that more or less than it costs for a new car? It's just a easier way to kind of break it down. I get it. Nobody wants to spend money on your car. I totally get it. You just want to get in, turn the key. You know, unfortunately, you gotta stop and fill it up, and that costs you $100 too. And it's all just kind of frustrating, isn't it? But you gotta have a car. That's the way the world works now. Can't get around without it. I guess you could. I wonder if we'll ever go back to the horse and carriage. You think that'll happen where we're just get so frustrated with these new cars that we're like, you know what? I'm just going to go get a horse, put a carriage on the back of it. I don't think so. Anyways, let's get into some weather and then we'll get into the rest of the show here. Today, partly cloudy, as we can see in the morning. We've got a high of 86, so it is quite a nice day. And I will give a quick shout out to my brother. It's his birthday today, so he's got a nice day on tap for his birthday. Everyone wish him a happy birthday, Danny. Tomorrow, we got a high of 90, so we'll warm up a little bit tomorrow. Throughout next week, don't get fooled by the cool weather. We're getting back into the triple digits by the middle of next week. Wednesday into Thursday, and next weekend into the low to mid-90s again. So enjoy the little bit of cool weather we got this weekend, this morning. But don't let it fool you. It's coming back. Remember, it's still August, so we still got a little bit of summertime left. Back to school is in swing. Probably getting ready for that. As far as events coming up, next Friday, we got the Hot El Camino Cruise Nights. 6:30 to 8:30 Friday, August 21st. That's going to be downtown Atascadero. If you're looking for something to do next Friday, that is the place to be. That is an awesome show. And then Dancing in the Streets is the next day, Saturday, August 22nd, 5 to 10 downtown. Also, the Mid-State Cruisers Car Show is also that weekend. That's Saturday during the day. So lots of fun things to do next weekend for all of us gearheads. If you haven't signed up for the cruising weekend, you can go down, check out the City of Atascadero website. I know the registration is open, but it might be closed out by now. I know they kind of really narrowed it down a lot. But yeah, you got to register there if you want to get into that cruise. But honestly, it's just as good to sit on the sidelines and watch. I've noticed a few years coming in and been able to participate. It's not quite the same. It's like with the parades. We've got the Pioneer Day parade gearing up for. Got a lot of events, these fall events starting to come up. And, you know, some of them are nice to like to watch because when you're in it, you don't get to see it. You can't have both. So you got to decide. And sometimes it's fun to just sit there and watch everybody else do the work and you don't have to be part of it. Speaking of events coming up, we are gearing up for Thanksgiving for Paso Robles. We've had our first meeting, so that is getting kicked off. Anybody's interested in donating or helping, please reach out. Always looking for volunteers, always looking for help with different aspects of that. But the most important thing is just share it. Just share it around with your friends and neighbors. That's the biggest part. That's the hardest part is the marketing and getting it out there. With a restricted budget, it's not a huge marketing campaign that we can put together. So your word of mouth in this town means everything. If you know a family that needs somewhere to eat, somewhere to go for Thanksgiving and wants to sit down with their family and have a nice meal, Thanksgiving for Paso Robles at the Centennial Park, that's the place to be. And if you are looking for something to do, maybe you want to get away from the family. I won't, there's no judgment. You can come on down and give us a hand. So we're gearing up for that, and I'll keep promoting that as we go through the next few months. But yes, we're talking about Thanksgiving in August. Can you believe it? That's where we're at right now. That's crazy. Anyways, moving on. Let's get into some back-to-school stuff and start talking about what you're here for. Also, phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. If you have any events, preferably automotive related, that are coming up that you know of, please call in and spread the word. I know there's lots of little events going on here and there and everywhere, and it's always nice to spread that gospel because that's how people get there and it's how we make new connections and network. And man, like last weekend out in Tennessee, that was probably one of the biggest auto repair conferences that I've ever attended. It was insane. And it was last minute for me. I was trying to plan to go there, and you start looking at the price of the event and the hotel and the airfare. And it's like, yeah, that's a little over the top for me. And I ended up getting someone reached out to me on Facebook, actually a local shop owner in San Luis. She said, hey, we're part of the group too. We've got someone that has a hotel and a ticket to the event and they want to give it to somebody. And so they thought of me. I was like, that's pretty cool. Power of networking, right? So all I had to do is get airfare and get there. So I was like, yep, I'm booking the next flight. I'll be there. But this was over 3,000 people at this conference, all auto repair shop owners. We had Gary Brecka. If you're into fitness or health, Gary Brecka was on stage. He did a big speech or talk, I guess you call it. John Taffer, if anybody's a fan of Bar Rescue, he was up there. He did his speech about business and whatnot. We had Willie from Duck Dynasty. He went up and did a speech. I mean, it was just awesome. And you're thinking, man, that's auto repair. What are you talking about? Well, you know, it's business is business, and you got to stay healthy. And I've promoted that too at our shop, right? We had a nutritionist coming in once a month, talk to the guys about their diet, their fitness, get them on health plans. You got to stay fit. You got to stay sharp, right? It all starts in the gut. You got to keep your mind sharp. This isn't an easy job. And so we got to stay healthy, stay fit. John Taffer was really cool though. I really wanted him to yell at me. I was like, please, like, if you've ever watched Bar Rescue, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, I just want to see him just go off and just, you know, when his eyes bug out and he's screaming at you, I want to see that. But he did a really good presentation. It was awesome. But made a lot of just met more people, more shop owners from across the country, expanded my network, which is great. People I can reach out to, I can talk to. It's amazing how nice and how welcoming the auto industry is. And it's really unfortunate, the stigma or the broad stroke like auto repair shop gets. It's like going in there and getting ripped off. You can't trust them. And man, it's like not every single, but 99% of the people are just like, are so welcoming. Like, dude, let's go. Hey, you want to go grab lunch? I'm in Tennessee. Never met this guy in my life. And he's like, jumped in his car and went downtown and had food with him. And now we're still talking. We're texting almost every day. So it's pretty cool. Cool to meet those kind of people. Anyways, off my soapbox here. Into some more stuff. So let's get back into back-to-school vehicle checklist. Let's see if your vehicle is ready. Few things you need to be checking. That way you're not stuck, broken down in the drop-off line. Is that like the worst nightmare for you? If you're like dropping your kids off and your car is the one that breaks down when you're sitting in the 45-minute drop-off line? Maybe. I don't know. Let's get into it here after the break. I'll be right back.
Got the best breakfast around? A recent survey says it's a three-way tie between Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Who took the survey? People with great taste who like food that tastes great. By the way, their lunches are great too. Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. Thank you, fellow Americans.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penny will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
Hi, this is Desi.
This is Melissa.
This is Katrina. Welcome back to your Eagle Energy 76 Country Store.
You already know that we have more than just fuel. We have what fuels you. When you fill up that car or truck of yours with 10 gallons or more, you get your choice of a refreshing fountain drink, a fresh brewed iced tea, or coffee.
Each and any size that we offer for free. Just show us your receipt.
We have an amazing amount of food in our deli that's more than just snacks.
Like our delicious smash bowl. That's mashed potatoes, corn, chicken, and cheddar cheese covered in gravy.
Call ahead for anything in the deli and we will have it ready for pickup.
We also offer a complete family meal that you can call in or pre-order or just stop on by.
The family meal includes your choice of 12 pieces of battered fried chicken, 20 fresh mojo potatoes,
and 6 biscuits, all for only $25. Just head to the Eagle Energy Country Store on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road in Paso Robles.
The Eagle Energy Country Store is now open on Saturdays from 10 to 5, serving delicious fresh chicken.
See you at the country store.
We'll see you at the country store.
Hello everybody, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
And welcome back. You are tuned into Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located in Paso Robles. Listen, if you're needing something for your vehicle, oil change, brakes, or even something more catastrophic like an engine or a transmission, tune-up. We're gonna get into tune-ups because that's a big one too. We got to talk about tune-ups. What is that? Timing belt, all that stuff. Listen, just bring the car down. We're gonna do a no cost to you, full vehicle inspection, pictures, videos, no obligation. Seriously, we're just gonna look it over, make sure it's safe. At that point in time, we get you a written estimate of exactly what it needs. Look, there's like so many different ways vehicles can and will fail. And you could take the exact same model vehicle and it's going to need a completely different set of items for that exact same repair. Let's say a radiator. You have a radiator, right? Say the radiator's never been replaced. Maybe the radiator's been replaced two or three times. You don't know. Maybe it's been from out of state, maybe he hasn't. Maybe they're both California cars, right? But maybe one's been well-maintained, has his coolant flushed every 2 to 3 years, right? Have one that has never had its coolant flushed, got 100,000 miles on it. There's going to be different items we're going to recommend with that radiator repair to make sure it's done correctly. You know, the last thing you want to do is spend, say, $1,200 replacing the radiator and then have to be back in a month because one of the radiator hoses failed. Well, the water pump starts leaking, right? So we want to make sure you're using the investment because it's not just the investment of money, but it's the investment of time. If you're going to spend money on your vehicle, you do that so that you don't lose time on a breakdown. That's the idea, right? Like no one wants to get stuck sitting in traffic, sitting in the school line, waiting to drop your kid off. You don't have time for that. You're already running late. You're already asked, hey, can I get, you know, 10, 15 minutes this in the morning to drop my kid off? I'm going to be running a little late. You don't want to be sitting there messing with it, dealing with that. So our goal is to fix the vehicle so that it does not leave you stranded. And that's not just our goal. That's like all auto repair shops. That's the whole industry. That's what we want to do. We want to make sure the vehicle is as trusting to you as possible. So yeah, sometimes you come and say, yeah, all it needs is a radiator. Sometimes we're going to say, it needs both upper and lower radiator hoses because they're original. And now that we're breaking the seal and we're going to put it back on, good chance it could start leaking, right? Or they're just so crusty that they're going to tear coming off or whatever it is, right? We're going to test the coolant pH. You know, it's probably the right time to do a flush now that we got the brand new radiator in there. You want to run this old, you know, acidic coolant through a new radiator? No, we need to flush it out. So maybe not. Maybe it's in good shape, but we just don't know until we see it. And so that's part of what we do. We want to make sure we get on the same page. So it's really tough to give prices sometimes over the phone because we're just going to default. We're going to give you a price for the radiator and all the hoses and maybe even a water pump, you know, just so that way we're protected. We're not going to undercut our services and our quality to try to price match. It's not worth it. That's not what we're in this for. That's not the vision. That's not the mission. That's not why we're doing what we're doing. We're doing it to fix the car right. And unfortunately, that costs a little bit more money, but do it right the first time. That's it. So with that being said, talking about back to school, what's a few things that you can check on your own? Because the more stuff that you can take care of, the cheaper it gets, right? There's a lot of tools out there now. ChatGPT, OpenAI, you got Claude, you got a lot of AI sources that can help, right? Even Google, Gemini, you can put stuff in there and it kind of gives you a pretty good idea what it might be. Do I recommend replacing parts based on an AI bot? No. But if you got a little bit of intelligence when it comes to auto repair and how stuff works, you can save yourself a couple bucks, right? You get a code and you want to try to throw a part on because it says this and it fixes it, you might get a win. So a few things, the battery. That's the biggest one, especially when we're getting down to the last couple days of summer and we get these heat waves coming back in. That's what really kills batteries. It's the extreme temperatures, the freezing, which we don't get a lot of, but we definitely get the triple digits. Really, really tough on batteries. That's typically when they're under their service life is when they're going to fail. And batteries are just not made the way they used to. 3 years, I mean, you get 4 years out of a battery and that's you're doing good. That was a good battery. when they used to last 6 or 7 years pretty easily. So a lot of the batteries we need to start checking when we get to that 2 year phase, the end of life, right? Checking the terminals. That's another big killer of the batteries. If it's not getting a proper voltage from the alternator, if it's not able to get recharged because there's a lot of corrosion, that slowly deteriorates the battery life. Now, remember, alternators aren't generators. They're not designed as a generator. They're not just going to like recharge a battery. It's very, very hard on an alternator, and they're usually PCM controlled. So they're not designed to cram a bunch of energy back into the battery. It's designed to slowly ramp the battery back up to a state of charge after a cranking event. That's it. So if you have something that's discharging the battery and you jumpstart it, then you let it run for a little bit, you really want to get that battery on a charger after that. Sure, it'll start after. You're like, oh, I'll let it run for a little bit. You rev it up. Watch the little voltage gauge go up. Let it run, you know, maybe rev it for a few minutes. Take it down the highway, come back. Start it a couple times. Okay, cool. Battery's good. It's not. It's going to be probably 85, maybe 80% state of charge. Really needs to be put on a trickle charger and trickle charged overnight. Once the battery gets depleted like that, say you left your, I mean, it's impossible now to leave your headlights on, but say just for frame of reference, you left your headlights on and drained the battery. You don't want to just jumpstart it and then rely on the alternator to bring that battery back to full charge. It's never going to be there. It's always going to be a little depleted. So little tip, make sure you putting it on a smart charger. Talk about chargers a lot. Noco makes great, great chargers. Guys at the shop have some stuff from Snap-on. Really, really good state of charge chargers. You don't want to just crank like a 80 amp battery charger on there. It needs to be like a nice low amperage, really clean battery charger. Sine wave, something that's like really going to deep charge that battery. That's going to extend the life of it. So keep that in mind. So battery terminals, if they're corroded, you're slowly losing a little bit of charge. Also on the top of the battery, a lot of the flooded batteries that most vehicles still use, if they're not sealed, those little caps, they leak a little bit of water. So if you notice the top of your battery has got a little bit of like, it looks like there's water on it or a little bit, that's discharging the battery. You can have between 2 and 4 volts on top of the battery, just discharging, just from maybe hitting a pothole, right? Because we don't have any of those here in Paso. You drive down some of these roads, man, and yeah, it's like going to knock the mirror off the windshield. So when it's jostling around like that, it's splashing that water up through those caps, and it's going to start accumulating on top of the battery, and that creates a surface discharge on top of the battery. Really important to get that cleaned off. A little bit of baking soda. Sure you got some of that in your fridge. Sprinkle a little on top. Let it neutralize the acid, and then just simply, wash away with a little bit of water, and that's it. The heat of the engine compartment will dry the water, and that's good. But that's, when you look at it, it's not water. It's battery acid, and it's going to stick there. It's not going to evaporate. So you need to neutralize the acid, rinse it away with a little bit of hose water. It's simple as that. Super easy thing. Saves you $300-$400 on a new battery. Maintaining the battery is really, really important. Most vehicles, well, I would say we're in 2026 now. Battery is super important, because it's a capacity charge, right? The alternator cannot supply enough energy to support all the different gadgets and gizmos and whatnots of your car. Everything's electronic now. It's not just like a carburetor and points, right? There's a lot of high current systems in there. You get into like the variable displacement, these GMs with the Vlam, right? Those are solenoids, oil control solenoids that are shutting lifters down. All the injectors all use high current. All the ignition coils use high current. Your heated seats, your infotainment center, there's the power seats, there's all the lights. Sure, they're LEDs, but there's a ton of them everywhere. So, and there's 9 to 12 different computer modules. There's so much capacity that needs to be used. The battery is used for all that stuff. You can't just rely and say, oh, if the battery's not that good, the alternator is going to take over. No, it doesn't work that way. And the computer won't let it work that way. A lot of them have a little current clamp around the battery terminal. The PCM is going to know how much current's coming out of that alternator, and it's going to regulate it. And the best part about why it regulates it, Well, the US EPA wants to make sure that these vehicles get a certain fleet fuel mileage. The more load you put on an alternator, the more energy the engine takes to turn the alternator, and the worse your fuel mileage gets. So it's all regulated to get a certain fuel mileage. So it's not going to let the alternator put that much load on the belt, which then loads the engine, which takes gasoline to then turn the engine, right? So it's lowering its capacity in order to achieve a better fuel economy. So that being said, a new battery or a well-maintained battery will actually increase your fuel mileage because your alternator is not having to work. So it's much more important than it used to be. Anyway, I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care, 1 mile east of El Camino on the corner of Traffic Way and Via, Atascadero.
News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. Iranian officials are pushing back on comments made by President Trump that the U.S. could make the Strait of Hormuz its territory.
Iran's deputy foreign minister, the latest to weigh in via X, saying, quote, the Strait of Hormuz cannot be seized by tweet, nor by aircraft carrier, nor by issuing an order.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. President Trump highlighting dropping crime numbers during a trip to Long Island Friday.
According to the FBI's 2025 Uniform Crime Report, violent crime was down 9.3% from the previous year. Murder and non-negligent manslaughter was down 18.1%.
Fox's Anita Vogel. The National Hurricane Center expects Tropical Storm Lala to strengthen into a hurricane as it approaches Hawaii today ahead of a potentially rare landfall. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Ron Torres, owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. I left corporate America to help seniors who need friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. Seniors have great conversations and understand each other. Join our team of mature caregivers. Or maybe you need that helping hand. Call me, 805-369-2110. 369-2110 or seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors helping seniors.
Visit Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Enjoy Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, weekday happy hour, and Thursday through Saturday dinner specials. Watch your favorite sports indoors or out. The covered veranda boasts heaters and coolers to fit the season. Deeds is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week with breakfast on weekends. Play at Paso, dine at Deeds. There's no place like it. Paso Robles Golf Club on Country Club Drive in Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Dylan with Limp Patrol. We specialize in professional dryer vent cleaning and appliance preventative maintenance. If your clothes are taking longer to dry, your dryer could be warning you about a hidden fire hazard. Limp Patrol is here to help keep your home safe, improve appliance performance, and even lower your energy bills. Regular maintenance can help your appliances last longer and keep your home running efficiently. Don't overwork your dryer or let hidden lint start a fire. Call Limp Patrol today for a free estimate at 805-975-5176 or visit limppatrolca.com.
John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
And welcome back. This is Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. That's 805-238-KPRL. If you have any questions about your vehicle. If not, you're always welcome to come by the shop anytime. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And listen, auto repair is not something that you probably look forward to, right? I'm sure you don't have like an account where you're like, this is where I'm going to put all my money because I can't wait to fix my car. So we do it for you. Once you've come in, we automatically enroll you into what we call the key lime rewards. So you bring the keys, we got the limes. You earn 2% back on all your repairs. It's just a small thank you, and it helps you accumulate a little bit of a piggy bank for that rainy day when something happens. Whether it's a major repair or just a small oil change, you're going to slowly start adding 2% into your savings account. We keep track of it, comes out of our pocket, goes right back to you to help. To thank you for using us, for staying loyal to Shifting Gears. So we'll keep track of that. You'll get a text on it. You can go to our website at shiftinggears805.com. There's a loyalty rewards. You can look up, see how much you have. But you'll get an update when you make an appointment. We'll send you a text message to let you know what the rewards balance is. You can always ask when you come in. That way you can start knocking some of that stuff off the list that you need to do. Also, every 3 oil changes or 4 oil changes, you get the 5th one free. So we'll actually keep track of that too. All right, we're talking about batteries. Speaking of, be nice to get a discount on a battery because they're not getting cheap anymore, are they? Keep them clean, keep them charged. Understand that the vehicle needs a good, healthy battery for its optimum function. They don't last very long. And a lot of batteries now are hidden. You can't even see it anymore. Maybe under the rear seat, buried under the fender. I don't know where they're putting these batteries. I don't know why they're doing this. Just, something's got to be replaced every 2 to 3 years. Why are you got to bury it? Take the headlight out to get to the battery. I just do not understand it sometimes. It's like they build the car around the battery. Like it's never going to have to be replaced again. Just absolutely blows my mind. And it's like a European thing. Like really, you guys just have better battery. It's like you have way more electronics, way more things that are powered by this battery. And so you want to hide it even deeper. Because that makes sense. Anyways, next on here, we talk about oil changes. Check your oil. You know, a lot of vehicles are consuming oil as a normal function of it. You know, like the GM Ecotec. I don't know what they make their piston rings out of. Make out of like cardboard or something, because they say burning a quarter oil every 1,000 miles is normal oil consumption. That's just insane to me. You can't even make it between oil changes without running out of oil. And that's normal. They say that's normal. That's the GM Ecotec. You know, the problem with that is that they run low on oil and it's all hydraulically controlled timing components. It's a timing chain with tensioners and it's all ran off of oil pressure. So as you start running low on oil, you start losing pressure to those critical components that hold the timing together. And then you start getting timing chain noise. This chain starts stretching out. The guides start wearing down. It's just like a recipe for disaster. And I'm sorry. I mean, I'm probably not the best at like maintaining my own vehicles, but I'm pretty good. And I don't check my oil every 1,000 miles, right? What is that? Three fill-ups? Like you fill up your tank 3 times, you got to check your oil. I don't know. Was this 1960s? We got to like check our points again, pop the hood every 300 miles. This is crazy. So, but needless to say, stay on top of your oil services every 5,000 miles. We recommend with full synthetic. Make it like clockwork. Or just come into us and we'll send you the reminder. We'll just pre-book your appointment so you don't have to worry about it. Because that time goes by pretty quick. Make sure you're checking that. Make sure you're watching for leaks. Again, another important thing of like getting inspected at least once a year. If you got a small oil seep, and what we typically see is out of the valve cover gaskets, but there's a lot of other similar places that we know, right? We see a lot of vehicles. We see 220 some odd vehicles a month of all different shapes and sizes. We've got a pretty good database that I've used AI for to say, what are the most common failures on these vehicles, right? I put all the data in there and then we have now a list of like, when this vehicle comes in, we need to check these specific places because this is the pattern failures we see. So we're able to like quickly identify if that's something we see on your vehicle, right? It's one thing to take like an hour and a half inspecting every component, but once you have the data and you know what the most common failures are, you can quickly identify those things and say, okay, we need to look here, here, and here. This is the stuff that we need to do. And that's part of our service, right? That's why I'm always innovating. I'm always like looking at the leading edge of like, how do we provide the best service and stay on top of these vehicles quickly and efficiently and accurately. That's what we want to do. So my point is if your engine is consuming oil and you have an oil leak, well, then you can see the recipe for disaster there. So check it for leaks, park on concrete, maybe throw a piece of cardboard underneath it every once in a while, and just that way you can keep an eye on it yourself, or just bring it in and we'll check it for you. All the other fluids are important too, right? Transmission fluid, brake fluid, engine coolant. You know, typically we don't see a lot of brake fluid leaks. That's not something we're going to see, but coolant leaks is very, 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 very common. Coolant seems to be the hot topic. If you're using engine coolant, you want to make sure you're testing it. Everything's plastic and aluminum. As soon as that coolant becomes corrosive, it's very, very detrimental to the whole engine. Not to mention the boiling point changes. You have overheating issues. Cause a lot of problems. So between engine oil and coolant, I don't know which one's more important. That's a really, really tough one. I'll let you make that. You make that decision. Let me know what you think is more important. I think you'll last longer without coolant. Like if you were to test an engine and pull the oil out, pull the coolant out, I think you definitely it'd run longer without coolant than without oil, but not by much. That'd be a fun test though, huh? Everyone's thinking, no, don't do it in my car. Well, it would be a fun experience. I think Mythbusters should do that. That'd be a good episode for Mythbusters. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I've got a quick question. I've got a F-150 Lariat, and I've had it for a long time. I didn't buy it new, but I've had it for a long time. It runs beautifully. I maintain it beautifully. But I'm going to need a catalytic converter. And it seems like there aren't any available anymore. I'm concerned about that. I've been trying, and I've got somebody else trying for me. But what do these antique car guys do, or these hot rodders do?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Do they register out of state or something? Or
the most dependable, longest-lasting truck on the road. Until you need a catalytic converter.
Until you need a catalytic converter, right. And I hate to get rid of it because I take it to L.A. once in a while. I drive it. It's my daily. I drive it around town, and it runs beautifully.
What year is it?
Everything, 05. It's a Lariat. So I just put a new headliner in it and seat covers, and it's really nice inside. But I hate to get rid of it, and I don't want to buy another car. My wife has a nice car. And
yeah, that's a nice truck.
I don't know what the answer is here. Like I said, these antique car guys and these hot rodders, what do they do?
Well, when it comes to catalytic converters, I think it's the last thing on their mind. I think if there's the last thing on their mind, it would be one step after that.
But how do they register it is my question.
Well,
you know, if you're not going to pass a smog,
yeah.
How do you register it in this state today? Just register it somewhere else?
Or? Yeah, I think you're getting the idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you're following the bouncing ball there. yeah. If you notice, there's a lot of guys that come from out of state to these car shows.
They sure do.
And the big Sky State seems to be where everybody lives nowadays, but I don't know. That's quite a journey they're traveling to get here for just the small car show.
they're willing to do it, but yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking. I know some people that have farm equipment that can't seem to get those registered either, and we're forced to get these new vehicles. I'm retired, and I don't really want a car payment.
I don't blame you.
I just don't. Like I said, my wife has a very nice car, so we used that when we traveled together. I just came back from L.A. in my truck, and it ran like a top, as it usually does.
You know, the thing, too, with California is if they were just to make it just a slight bit easier, they would increase the registration income by tenfold, right? Like just like relax a little bit, and then more people will naturally just register. And but they've made it so restricted, and they overtaxed every little tiny little thing, and they just assume, well, if you live here, you have to register here. It's like, no, you don't, because who polices it? And I'm pretty sure the ones that police it actually also have cars that are not registered in California.
Oh, of course they do. they've got an income like everybody else.
Exactly.
And, you know, between my wife's car, which is a hybrid, which is a nice car, and my truck, we're paying almost $600 a year in registration fees. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I remember not so long ago when the older cars were prohibited from for a while. Do you remember that? A car, an older car, didn't have to have a smog certificate. It might have been a long time ago, but not that long.
Yeah, 1975 and older.
No 75 and older,
yeah,
okay.
No smog on those, and registration costs are pretty low. That's definitely the way to go, right? You get an older one, you modernize it, you put all the, but it's really asinine that you can do that. You can take the older ones like that, and it's $160 a year. You get a newer vehicle that's, you know, more safer on the road, better fuel economy, better for the environment. And you want to tax, you know, charge of $600-$700. It just, man, if you just like looked at it like a business and said, wow, if we just lowered the cost of admission just a little bit, we would actually increase the amount of sales that we get, right? Like more people.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Too much common sense.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and it's expensive for an old guy like me, and I'm getting a little frustrated because I have a vehicle that I really want to keep, and if I can't find one in a couple of years, I just passed the smog, thank goodness, but in a couple of years from now, I might not be able to, and I'd hate to give up my vehicle because it's something that I'm willing to pay for. I'm willing to put $1,000 in it for a catalytic converter because it runs great. It serves my needs without a car payment. And but it seems like they're forcing me
to get rid of
it. Replace it.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
But
I was just wondering.
An 05.
Anyway,
I'll do some research on that. Yeah, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Yep. The California Air Resource Board. I feel like it's what do they call it? A trigger word now? It's like talking about politics or religion at the dinner table. Just don't bring up the California Air Resource Board. We're not going to talk about that. All right, I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Vicki Silva is your North County real estate professional with over 40 years of real estate experience in Paso Robles and the surrounding North County communities. Selling your home can be a life-altering experience, so it's important that the sale is handled with care and professionalism. Let Vicki Silva take care of it all for you. Give her a call today at RE/MAX Parkside in Paso Robles, 805-610-2650. Vicki Silva, 610-2650. Whether you're remodeling your home or building a new one, think of Frontier Floors and Window Coverings in Paso Robles. Since 1977, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings has been the North County's choice for the finest in selection, quality, and service. From an area rug to a complete newly designed residential or commercial project, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings is equipped to assist you from floor to ceiling. Browse their 3,000 square foot showroom. You'll find hardwood flooring, laminate, luxury vinyl flooring, shutters, blinds, shades, draperies, and of course, luxurious stain-resistant carpet. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings, providing the highest quality at competitive prices with unmatched customer service. Call now for your free design consultation, 805-238-7878. Online at frontierfloors.net or visit the showroom at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Frontier Floors and Window Covering.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Just like changing the oil in your car, changing the filter in your heating and air conditioning system will make it last longer and cost less to operate, which means more time in between needing a service technician, like me, Jared. But when you do, please remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Call us at 466-8199 and on the web at HutchHVAC@yahoo.com.
Welcome back. This is Gearhead Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We are around in third base for home, bottom of the ninth, in the fourth quarter. Getting down to the end of the shows is my point here. Phone lines are open, 805-2385-775. Still got a few minutes left if you have a burning question. Got a call before the break. Great call about keeping your vehicle on the road. You know, that's, if you really think about it, removing vehicles from the road for the political side of just trying to force you to buy something new takes away your autonomy, right? What's wrong with an 05 F-150? It's a decent truck. I got nothing against it. I think all those trucks in that year had hit kind of a sweet spot. Yeah, they got timing chain problems and the transmissions. They were pretty good. Like an 8 out of 10. That had a decent transmission. The rest of the truck was pretty solid, suspension wise. I mean, they really didn't have like real major problems. The 3-valve 5.4. The spark plugs on those are just atrocious. But other than that, it's like, for an 05, those F-150s, you get 200,000 miles out of them pretty easily. And that's pretty solid, right? I think we forget where we came from. Vehicles used to have to like go in for a quote-unquote tune-up every 20,000 miles, you know? So to go 200,000 on the original components is, without really breaking a sweat, it's pretty solid. So yeah, they started getting timing chain issues because they didn't think it was going to last that long. And so the chain started getting stretched out. It's like, what's the mileage recommendation on replacing a timing chain? It's like, I don't know, this thing will probably last 150,000 miles. Who cares? And they got 250,000 miles on it. It's like, well, I guess that's the service interval. They can't really write that into the maintenance thing, right? Because they don't expect it to last that long. But I mean, it's just still a great point. Like, can I just keep it on the road? Isn't that better for the economy? Isn't the whole thing we're doing here is like to help save the environment? So you want me to take this whole truck and you want to go smash it into the ground and like dispose of it? Wouldn't it be better for everybody if I just kept driving it and using it? Like, isn't that the point here? To reuse, recycle? I feel like we're in the green business. As an independent auto repair shop, like we're in the green business. We follow all the laws, all the stuff. A lot of it's kind of over the top, but I get it. We keep it clean. We dispose of our oil properly, our filters properly. We have someone pick up the scrap metal so that the aluminum and the steel can be separated. And like we make sure everything's recycled properly and disposed of the way it should be. You know, all the cardboard boxes get recycled and like we do all that stuff. But like beyond that, staying green is like we're keeping older vehicles on the road so that they don't just go to a junkyard. Like that's what we do. And I feel like that's the greenest thing you can do, right? If you want to be environmentally conscious, I want to keep it on the road. And what's better than that? It's like you go to some places like, oh, we'll just trade this car in. We'll get you a new one. Hopefully the car gets resold. I could see that being environmentally conscious. Sometimes they're just like, it's not worth fixing it. we're not going to make any money if we fix all these things and put it back on the lot. So they just goes to the salvage yard. I don't agree with that. I think some cars deserve a different life. But for the catalytic converter, I did a quick, if you're still listening, I did a quick search for you on chat just to see if there was something up. And Magnaflow does have a catalytic converter available for it that is CARB compliant, has the executive order on number on it. So that's what you want to look for. So I put a prompt in and in my AI bot, my ChatGPT, look for an 05 catalytic converter that comes with the California Air Resource Board executive order number, the EO number. And it pulled up a part number for Magnaflow. I checked out their website. I'll let you have the sticker shock of that price, but it is available and it is California compliant. And the sticker shock's just for one side too. So you got to get both of them. Be a little more than $1,000, but, again, if you're going to keep the car, keep the truck for the next 10 years, just, you know, divide that over the, how many months is that? 120? No, 2, 8, I don't know, 100 months, something like that. Somebody do the math on that, 10 times 12. I can't think right now. And you can find out how many, what your monthly payment would be, right? And just to keep your car on the road. I think catalytic converters, as long as the vehicle is running well, you can get 10 years out of it, especially a good one. Magnaflow, decent company. I think you're going to get a good catalytic converter. Some of the other ones, not so much. Honda, Toyota, Ford, oddly enough, they call the F-150, also needs to be as close to OEM spec as possible. We've had a lot of issues with running aftermarket catalytic converters on specifically hybrids, Hondas, and F-150s, and they end up setting the light because the catalytic converter is just not up to snuff, put it that way, whatever they put in it. So when people are looking for catalytic converters, when they had that, remember that theft of catalytic converters and all that? That's what they targeted, the hybrids, the Hondas, and the F-150s, because those are the ones that had the most amount of platinum, palladium, and rhodium, and cerium and enum. Had the most amount of precious metals in the catalytic converter. So those are the ones that were targeted because that's the ones I got the most money out of. So that was out there. But we've noticed that too, using aftermarket ones, they just don't have the same amount of rare earth metals. And then you find out quickly why they're cheap. So I'm hoping with the price tag they got on this Magnaflow one for you that they have a solid catalytic converter. Magnaflow is a good company though. I would be surprised if you had any issues with it. So also it seems like it might be your only option, because I did do a quick search here on the break and I was pretty surprised that an 05 F-150 doesn't just have a potpourri of different catalytic converters available for it. So anyways, moving on. We were talking about changing your oil. I wanted to get into tune-ups a little bit. So got about a minute left here. So what does tune-up mean in this day and age? Maybe you're calling around, you don't know what your vehicle might need. Tune-up is pretty simple. We need to check spark plugs. We need to check filters. We need to do a code scan. Who would have thought, right? Tune-ups come a long ways. Remember, you used to go in there and check the points, replace the condenser, do an oil change, gap the spark plugs, put an oil filter on it, or fill the oil bath air filter. Does anybody remember that one? You got to put oil in the little filter housing, the oil bath filter. It's come a long way since then. So a lot of them have like 60K or 80K mileage indicators. Now, a lot of the time when you're looking for like, I'm at 60K, I'm at 80K, there is a list of things that are recommended, but they're recommended to be inspected, not replaced. So you want to make sure you take it to a shop, certified shop with ASC certified technicians that know what they're looking at to make the proper identification on whether those components need to be serviced or replaced. That's what saves you money in the long run. Appreciate you being here. Always have a great time. I'm looking forward already to next Saturday. Have a great weekend. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles on River Road.
You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.